Majesty. Your Royal Highness. Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to present a gala program of the stars of the leading radio variety shows of Coronation Year 1953. The program, in the presence of Her Majesty the Queen and His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, is being broadcast from the Concert Hall of Broadcasting House, London. Master of Ceremonies is Ted Ray.
Next we have Britain's favorite Americans. Yes, Bebe Daniels, Ben Lyon, and their two children. Funny, really. You know, Bebe and Ben have two children, and I have two children, and some of our most successful families have two children, don't you think? Well... Here they are with Barbara and Richard, Bebe Daniels, and Ben Lyon. Oh, Bebe, where are you?
In the kitchen, dear. I thought you were going to help me with the picnic lunch.
Well, I forgot all about it. I've been listening to Ted Ray.
Oh, I wish I'd heard him. I think he's the funniest man on the radio.
The funniest man on the radio? The funniest?
Yes, why?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, only... There's a rumor going around that the BBC consider me one of their top comedians. I don't know if it's true, but I keep spreading it anyway.
Well, don't worry, dear. You should hear what Gilbert Harding said about you.
What?
He said Ben Lyon has made radio history.
Radio history, huh?
Yes. And he said if he goes on television again, you'll make that a thing of the past, too.
Well, Gilbert Harding better watch his step. If he isn't careful what he says, he'll get in good with the BBC.
Well, you should know. You've been with the BBC for 14 years.
Yes. Did you ever think when I told that first joke on Music Hall I'd get 14 years?
No, I thought you'd get life. Oh, Mother, we got the rest of the groceries.
Oh, it's a wonderful day for a picnic. Just like spring.
Spring?
He's in love.
Now, you keep out of this. Pop, do you think I'm old enough to go out with the Tula Clark?
Of course you are.
Oh. Then you must have another reason.
Honestly, Richard, what you lack in intelligence, you make up for in stupidity.
Oh, thanks. You know, I'd like to marry a girl like Petula Clark. She's pretty, she's charming, and she makes a big salary.
Richard, do you mean you'd marry a girl and let her support you?
Look, Barbara, what's good enough for my father is good enough for me.
Richard, leave the concert hall.
Oh, sorry, Pop.
Now, come on, all of you, and help me pack this hamper.
All right, Mother. And, Richard, put in a few hand towels.
Okay.
Oh, not those. No, they're souvenirs.
Souvenirs?
Yes, son. You see, actors collect towels from places where they've appeared, so that later on in life they can prove where they've been.
Gee, you sure have been places. Just look at these towels, Barbara. The Cat and the Fiddle in Aberdeen, the Red Lion in Cardiff, the Caravan Hotel in Liverpool... The palace?
In Manchester?
No, this hand towel has a coat of arms on it.
Richard, this is no place to mention that towel.
Were you arrested, Daddy?
No, you be still.
No, come on, all of you. Ben, help me put this food in the hamper.
All right, honey, but we better check it as we put it in. You know, family, I'm glad we're going on a picnic again.
Picnic, we will go across the summertime, you know, and we love to spend our Sundays in the park.
Every Sunday we ride out to the country, all together, any weather. Oh, what fun we will have when we get out there. Just can't wait to begin our happy day.
Come on, family, let's get going before it starts to rain.
Hey, Barb.
Yeah?
Come on, let's go. Make sure you don't forget anything.
Okay, Richie.
Did you bring the chicken, chicken, chicken? Did you bring the weenies, weenies, weenies? Did you bring the spare ribs, spare ribs, spare ribs? Did you bring the ham and biscuits, too?
Check! Chicken, weenies, spare ribs, biscuits.
I'm not sure I ought to risk it.
Oh, come on, Pop. On a picnic we will go, cause it's summertime, you know. And we love to spend our Sundays in the park.
Ma's been busy, just busy fixing lunches.
Uh-huh.
Chicken's roasted.
Uh-huh.
Biscuits toasted.
Yeah, man.
Sister's packed in her bathing suit and sandals. So we'll all swim around our favorite pool.
Keep cool.
Did you bring the salad?
Salad, salad.
Did you bring the pickles?
Pickles, pickles.
Did you bring the olives?
Olives.
Did you bring the salt and mustard, too?
Check. Salad, pickles, olives, mustard.
This goes good with frozen custard.
Oh, come on, Pop.
On a picnic we will go, for the summertime, you know, and we love to spend our Sundays in the park.
Hope the Pop won't forget to bring the horseshoes. Can he show them how to pitch them?
Great.
All the boys are just raring for the ball game. Soon we'll see who the champions are this year.
Did you bring the popcorn, popcorn, popcorn? Did you bring the peanuts, peanuts, peanuts? Did you bring the pretzels, pretzels, pretzels? Did you bring the cake and candy, too?
Check! Chicken, weenies, ferrets, biscuits, popcorn, peanuts, pretzels, candy, salad, pickles, olives, mustard, coffee, sugar, cold beer, glasses.
For little lads and little lasses.
Oh, come on, Pop.
On a picnic we will go, cause it's summertime, you know, and we love to spend our Sundays in the park. On a picnic we will go, cause it's summertime, you know, and we love to spend our Sundays in the park.
Thank you, B.B. and Ben. You know, I don't think it's right that their children should make fun of Ben's age. I think it's very unfair. After all, it isn't as if Ben is really old. It's only that everyone else is so much younger than he is. On Ben's birthday recently, he took me into his flat to watch the very first film he ever made. Wonderful. It really was. And you know, Ben was terrific. He was terrific. And you know, I think that Lillian Gish will go a long way, too. Well, now it's music time. We wanted to bring you the very best, but Sir Malcolm Sargent's doing a worker's playtime.